Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is the Vital Dawn podcast for Thursday, October 31st. It was a pretty busy evening and morning of news, a lot to unpack. The futures were trading flat all morning up until about 5 minutes ago when Bloomberg crossed an article. This is about 5:05 a.m. talking about how China is doubtful about achieving a long-term trade deal with the United States. It is somewhat of an unnecessary headline. I don't understand why they chose to do it with big, bold red headlines at this time of morning where there's no one around, very thin liquidity, but it really doesn't say anything new. The whole market's doubtful that the U.S. and China will achieve a long-term trade deal. The most that most people assume will happen is this phase one agreement in November, and that's pretty much it. So you can call it phase one and done, and that will be all that occurs between now and November 2020, the election. So the futures are getting hit on that. They're down about 7 points at this point. But, like I said, that article really is not anything incremental at all. Phase one should be the main focus. Despite APEC being canceled yesterday in Chile for domestic political reasons, both sides, China and the U.S., made encouraging comments about how talks are still on track. They still aim to achieve an accord in November. This is essentially just increased agricultural purchases and then some relatively minor changes on IP rules. It's not a substantial deal, and you're really just avoiding incremental escalation, which was kind of the whole point of it, which is, again, why I think the market at 30-50 really assumes and prices a lot of that in. You're going to have to get to the point where you're starting to rescind some existing tariffs, both on the U.S. and Chinese side. And that just doesn't seem really likely at this point. Although I will say there was an article on Reuters overnight talking about how the Chinese government may rescind some existing tariffs in place on U.S. agricultural imports as part of an objective to achieve that $40 to $50 billion purchase demand. So a lot on trade at that point, but I would just say the Bloomberg article at 5:05 can be ignored. The phase one talks and process is still on track for a November agreement. The S&P at 30-50 prices in phase one. So that's kind of everything on trade. It's turning to everything else this morning. A lot of economic data out this morning. I would say probably the most important were the Chinese MBS PMIs. These are the first big economic data point for the month of October, and they came in pretty weak. So, I think investors were hopeful that you would start to see some stabilization in these numbers out of China, especially on the manufacturing front, and you really didn't. They didn't collapse, but they certainly fell short of expectations, and the details also were underwhelming too. So there aren't a lot of signs that manufacturing in China, at least, is really stabilizing much. The BOJ, largely uneventful. They left policy unchanged. There were a decent amount of people that thought they could ease further at this point, but it doesn't matter much for U.S. equities. The BOJ is probably the most irrelevant major central bank on the planet, especially with regards to U.S. stocks. A lot of earnings out of the U.S. overnight and then in Europe and Asia too. Apple and Facebook are by far the big ones. Both were pretty strong. Apple had a solid quarter. EPS beat was inflated by tax, but still they beat across the board. And the guidance was solid as well. Facebook had a strong quarter, but I think the more incremental part came on the call where management gave 2020 expense and CapEx guidance. And both numbers came in less than feared. So definitely a positive on that front. Historically, Facebook late in the call would give expense guidance and that sometimes would disappoint investors. But for the last few quarters, they definitely seem to be getting a little bit more discipline with regards to spending. That is kind of everything this morning. Like I said, China trade data and earnings are really the big areas of focus. We're coming up on another busy morning of earnings in the U.S., although this is definitely the peak. The volume starts to fall pretty meaningfully starting tonight and then next week as well, although there still are a few important companies left to report. And that is essentially it for today. Nothing too important on the eco data front. And then it looks like the next time the US and China are going to be talking on trade will be tomorrow. They have a phone call scheduled to discuss more on this phase one process. And then just quickly to kind of circle back on the Fed yesterday, you know, it was very much in line with expectations where they cut rates and then Powell signaled somewhat implicitly, you know, he didn't really explicitly put it in the statement, but the press conference definitely suggested that they are done easing at this point in time, barring some substantially material change in the economic trajectory. So they're really, I thought the whole both policy and the guidance were very much consistent with expectations. One could make the argument that Powell also suggested that it's very, very, very unlikely the Fed is going to be hiking anytime soon. So that was kind of an incremental wrinkle that you could argue was a positive surprise. But like I said, I think the Fed was very much in line with expectations. And, you know, I think it's kind of moving, fading out of the view with the focus right back on trade. So that is pretty much it for today. And then just quickly tomorrow, the big economic data, the US, you have jobs at 8:30. But like I said, that's going to be very messy because of GM. I think the more important number will be the manufacturing ISM at 10 a.m. tomorrow. So that is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening.